To win a nonpartisan seat during Leon County primaries, one candidate must get a majority, or 50% plus one vote. But a local county commission race may be headed toward a recount. I'm Sean Mulcahy. In Leon County, elections like school board and county commission are nonpartisan. Therefore, a candidate that receives a number of votes totaling 50% plus one wins the race. If no candidate reaches that threshold, the top two candidates enter a runoff election in November. Following Tuesday's primary election, Rick Miner holds 50.43% of the vote for Leon County Commission District 3. According to the 50 plus 1 rule, Miner should be the winner of this race. But Leon County Supervisor of Elections Mark Early says the Florida Department of State has recommended a recount, provided Miner's current margin doesn't change. Per state law, an automatic recount is triggered when a candidate is defeated or eliminated by 0.5% or less. Early contends since Miner's victory is less than 50.5%, it's in the margin for a recount. Miner says he's willing to cooperate.
I have confidence in the Supervisor of Elections office, and I think within the threshold, if there's a recount that's called for, we should do one. I've got confidence in the SOE office and think that the results will be the same.
With some votes still to be counted and less than 70 votes separating him from winning the seat and heading to a runoff in November, the outcome could prove significant. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.